Ray, how are you?
Real good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. When I was talking with you on the phone yesterday, you were knee-deep in hearings. It looks like we have a deal for retirement plans for state employees. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Last night, Senate Bill 1226 passed 60 to 45, and then they sent it over to the Senate, which did pass it. They were not able to get what's called immediate effect, but they should be able to get that on Tuesday when they're in session.
All right, so it's passed the House and the Senate. Is it a good thing for state employees?
Well, we are happy for individuals who have dedicated their lives to public service to be able to retire with a slightly higher multiplier, and also to open up the eligibility requirements for more people so they can have at least the option. But the overall bill is flawed, and the reason it's flawed is because essentially it's going to cut our pay for a three-year period, and because we negotiate directly with the state, we feel that this is a violation of our collective bargaining contract. And really, if you wanted more concessions from the state workforce, this need to be handled at the bargaining table. So we're not pleased about that.
Ray, are you going to accept this or are you going to sue?
Well, if you look at what happened with the school employee bill that passed last May, there is, in fact, a lawsuit. And that money that they're able to save from that bill is actually frozen right now, and the state's not getting to enjoy those savings. So I would think that our legal team is looking at all our options.
So that doesn't mean you're done thinking about this, then. It's not going to be business as usual. You're going to take a look at this, and if you're unhappy with it, you may sue to stop this.
Well, again, I think that the people that are responsible for those type of things are going to be looking at what happened with the school employee plan, and again, looking at what the possibilities are. But we definitely think it's a backdoor way of getting concessions. And you know, Tony, this is just one more example of how state employees have stepped up to the table and thrown in another $80 million to help the state balance its books. And it wasn't too long ago that we just gave them $50 million. And it seems like every 6 or 7 months, state employees are being asked to step up and sacrifice. And this is just one more example of doing that. Of course, we will continue to provide excellent services, even though we're short-staffed and the demand has never been greater for the type of service we provide. But yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Is state government, is the legislation, is the Senate, are they taking advantage of the state employees?
Well, I think that it's easy to balance the budget on public employees' backs. And I'll tell you why. You know, you don't have to make the tough decision regarding cutting popular programs, nor do you have to go to the voters and ask, you know, for more revenue. So, unfortunately, you know, the public employee, the state workers sort of sitting here, and every time we're in crisis, you know, we're asked to cough up a little more blood. And, you know, we did last night, another $80 million. And as you know, Tony, I've explained over the last 10 years, we've given up hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in concessions in wages and benefits. And really, right now, we're doing concessions already. You know, in April, we agreed to work 80 hours but only get paid for 78. Our new hires coming in starting April have less comprehensive health care coverage. As you know, last year we had 6 unpaid days off. And all the while, we're doing the work of 3 and 4 people because we're so short-staffed. But we will keep our heads up and continue to provide excellent service.
All right, Ray, I am going to call you next week because I want to talk more about this specifically. We may see if we can get you in studio. We appreciate your time, and I will talk with you later today.
Sounds good, Tony. Thanks.